So today, I'm gonna be speaking about leadership. Why? Because I really inspired by my late father. He passed away like on 2012 because of cancer. If he knew about Eden Valley, he might survive. He might be here with us today. I really admire him. You know, he used to work in the government in Indonesia to be a tax government officer. So, but because he's a Seventh-day Adventist, he's very clean. He's clean. You know, in fact, I remember one of his staff. They have because you know, if you are a government officer in Indonesia, Indonesia at that time is a bit corrupt country. If you become a tax government officer, it's easy for you to buy like Mercedes-Benz or BMW, because in our country, it's an expensive car. But my father, he only has a Indonesia, we call it like a Kijang. It's like a Sienna here, maybe. I don't know. But it's not a expensive car. In his time, when he was, I remember when he was in East Timor, because before East Timor is part of Indonesia, and they got their independence maybe 98 or 99, he was able to lead like about 2,000 people. And then when he got promoted, because he's a Christian, Indonesia is a Muslim country. If you are non-Muslim, it's very hard for you to get promotion. But there is a time when he was in Medan, it's a western part of Indonesia, it's the in the North Sumatra. There's an island called North Sumatra. He was able to lead about 20,000 people. And when I asked him, so when you were in Medan, how many did you lead? Actually, I lead not only 20,000 of government staff or officers. I lead millions. And said, why? Yeah, because I have to convince the people to pay tax. So he has to go from place to place, from county to county, to let the people to be aware to pay the tax on time. Man, that is his job. And then it is he's here, the second to the right. And okay, and my father, he introduced me an American pastor named John C. Maxwell. Any of you know this guy? Yeah, I am a big fan of him. And he has this book called Five Levels of Leadership. And this is the one that I'm going to share to you. So he has been invited to many companies such as Microsoft. And one time he was invited to the West Point to talk with the cadets. Yeah, I hope that I said correctly. And he said, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. Okay, so what is the meaning of leadership? And then what are the characteristics of good leadership? And who is deserved to be called a leader? If I a leader, if you a leader, if anyone of you here, every one of you here is a leader. So this is that we are going to see. So according to John C. Maxwell, he said that leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less. And success rises and falls on leadership. So to make it simple, do you know, I think everyone knows Princess or Lady Diana, yeah? So, and she has her family, which is Prince Charles. So Prince Charles are from the royal family. He's the prince. So if I want to ask you the question, so who has more influence, the royal family or Lady Diana? Of course, it's very easy, yeah? So the meaning, the definition of leadership is actually is about influence. And we will talk more about it. And John C. Maxwell said, "He that thinketh he leadeth and hath no one following is only talking about." So it's very easy. If you think you are a leader but you have no follower, then who are you leading? You know. So you have to have followers in order for you to have to become a leader. Okay. And you know this guy, yeah? You know, many of my friends, they always make a making joke of me that I look like him. Yeah. And his name is Kim Jong-un. So he's a North Korean leader. But me, I'm not Kim Jong-un. And you see there is a Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Are these people leaders? Osama bin Laden, is he a leader? Hitler? And is Jesus a leader? So, this is what we are going to analyze. Because you see, if you want to put the morals aside, leader is just someone who has followers. That's it. And you know what? This kind of people, these kind of leaders, their followers even willing to die for the leader. So the importance of leadership, according to John C. Maxwell, anyone can steer the ship, but it takes a leader to chart the course. Leaders who are good in navigators are capable of taking their people just about anywhere. So, you know, you can see, can a ship be without a leader? Be without the captain? Yes, it can. But it will only be floating. It's not moving. It will need a capable captain, leaders, to let the ship go to the right course or to the right destination. And he also said, and this is what I like the most, leadership is influence. Just because someone has a title doesn't mean he's a leader. Okay, I'm a big fan of Michael Jordan. I love him so much. In fact, I have his shoes, I have his shirt, his pants, and I even let my wife and my son to wear this kind of his shirt. And then when I read the Ministry of Healing chapter, when we talk about the dress, man, I was so wrong. But today I want to talk a little bit about him. About Michael Jordan. I learned a lot in Eden Valley, you know, I learned a lot. So I think everyone knows him. He's a legend in basketball. And he's a very rich man. And for his brand, you know, the brand, you know, this brand. Oh, I love this brand. I really love it. And it's ranked for number 9, the world. A top brand in the world for clothing especially. Okay, later we are going to talk about Phil Jackson, his coach of Michael Jordan when he was very successful in basketball, and he used to coach Lakers, Kobe Bryant, who passed away I think last year. So we will talk about him. Okay. So this is what I want to show you. You see, when in Jordan time, he played I think since 87 if I'm not mistaken, and then when in the year of 89 to 90, yeah, he played in the semifinal against Detroit Pistons. But in that year, his team was still defeated by the Pistons, by Detroit Pistons. And then in 91, 92, 93, he won the championship. As you can see here, Phil Jackson was not in the team yet. He was not coaching the team yet in 89. And when he, in the year of 90, he just started to coach the team. So, Jordan alone cannot win the team. He has to have a good coach. Yeah. He needs to have a good coach. But in 94, when his His dad, I think, has an incident, killed by someone, and then he said, "Oh, I want to have an early retirement." So the Bulls team was not able to win at 94 to 95. And then he came back again in 95, but only played for half season. And Bulls was not winning. But when he came back again in 96 until 98, they won again 3 times in a row. So we call it the second three-peat. Three-peat is very famous. Man, I love him. And then, you see, when he got his second retirement, you see the Bulls did not win anymore. Until now, the team did not win. But Phil Jackson, when he moved to Lakers, he got another three-peat with different team. So Phil Jackson has a good influence. He has a big part in the teams, not only in Chicago Bulls, but also in Lakers. Okay, so the question is, what is Jordan's influence in Chicago Bulls? Why ever since Jordan was not there, Bulls never won the championship even until now? What are the differences of Jordan in 89 and 90, and 91? Is Michael a leader? Okay. My father told me, if you want to be a leader, he told me, you have to know. It means that if you want to be a leader, you need to have that knowledge in order for you to lead. Of course, how can you lead something and then you don't know anything? So you have to know something first. So it's actually, he talks about the capacity. And he said, you have to know that you know. You know, there are many people who have good talent, who have good capabilities, but they don't have their lack of confidence. So he told me, if you want to be a leader, you need to have the confidence. And lastly, Kobe Bryant used to say, if you don't believe in yourself, no one will do it for you. So you need to have the good confidence. And the last one, you have to know that people around you know that you know. What he was trying to say is about influence. It's not enough that you only know and you have the confidence, but you have to let people, you have to influence the people as well. And Kobe Bryant also said the most important thing is to try and inspire people so that they can be great in whatever they want to do. So the 5 levels of leader, the peak one, the top one is level 5. They call it pinnacle leader, or the keyword is respect. And the lower one, the level 4, is people development leader. Leaders who create leaders. And number 3, production leader. The keyword is about results. Number 2 is permission leader or relationships. I will elaborate more later. And the lowest one is position leader. Leading based on position. Okay, so now level 1 leader. This is the lowest level of leadership. And one of the characteristics of this kind of leaders, they lead because of the position. Because they got the position maybe in the office. But they lead not because of the capacity, but they just got there and they have to lead. And they lead with the authority, but no influence. And they tend to just be busy in keeping the position. So this kind of people, they always feel a bit, of course, insecure, because someone else might take their position. And of course, this kind of leader is very bossy. They like to tell people what to do. But the good thing is, everyone, if you want to be a leader, you have to start somewhere. You have to start from level 1. So, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 20, verse 25, but Jesus called them to himself and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. It is trying to say that this kind of this world, they always want to lead the people, want to exercise the authority. Yeah, it's like you know, the world leaders now, they always want to force us to do something. That's the way of the world. Like you know now, like many leaders, including Indonesia, they have to they said that, oh, you have to be vaccinated. Yeah, I'm not against the vaccines, but you know, they always want to exercise the authority. And Joshi Maslow says, true leadership cannot be awarded, appointed, or assigned. It comes only from influence, and it cannot be mandated. It must be earned. The only thing a title can buy is a little time, either to increase your level of influence with others or to undermine it. So, this is a level one leader. And Ellen G. White says, it also, I like this quote, but the position does not make the man. It is the integrity of character, the spirit of Christ, that makes him thankful and selfish, without partiality and without hypocrisy. It is the value is of value. It is that is of value with God. So, Ellen G. White also saying about leadership. You know, the one thing that I love about Ellen G. White, she knows everything, and she can know the future. For me, she might be a good leader too. Okay, I will prove it to you later. Okay, let's go back with Michael Jordan. Okay, Michael Jordan, when he was still young, and he got drafted, oh, sorry, it's 1984, and he was age 21 years old. In his early years, Chicago Bulls was still a never-winning team in Jordan's early years. But Jordan, he has a good scoring, always good as a scoring record. That's why, you know, he got sponsorship, yeah, because he's good in scoring. But he still have a lack of leadership quality in the team, and he's always selfish. He's a bit selfish. He doesn't pass he doesn't really want to pass the ball to others. And the media said MJ still cannot lead the team to win the championship. And he failed to win NBA title, even can reach semifinals in 89 and 90. Okay. So, Jordan, even though he's a good player, but if he's not a leader, he cannot win a championship. And now, we go to level 2. The level 2 is permission leader. So, this kind of leader, leading is not because of authority, not because of they have the position, but they are using good relationship in leading the people. So if you see some people, they are already they like to serve other people, then they are in number 2. And they start to listen, to understand and caring with the people around them. And they have, but actually their quality, their capacity are not there yet. So they need to improve in order to go to another level. So, if you have a position in the church, in anywhere, so when you start to improve your relationship with others, then you are the level number 2, according to John C. Maxwell. And now we go to level 3. You're in level 3, the followers are, according to John C. Maxwell, they are willing to sacrifice themselves. They are willing to die for the leaders. And the characteristic number 1, the key word is actually results. They always have results. And they're always leading with proven results. And they have improved quality and capacity in influencing the people. And they are a good motivator. They like to motivate people. And people follow these leaders as example. You know, it's very hard to follow someone. You know, in like Indonesia, I remember we have a strong teacher, yeah, assertive teacher, and he always told us, "You cannot be late. If you are late, you have to sit at the front and facing the wall." And you know what? The next week, he was late. He was late, and I see from my friends, from my classmates, they do not want to listen to him anymore. Why? Because they already lost the trust. How can you say that we cannot be late, but you're late? So, to be a number three leader, you have to be not only good motivator, but you have to be an example. It's very important. And always ready for change. And serve people as a lifestyle. So, this kind of leader, he likes to serve people, serve his follower, and always a positive minded. Okay, so now I want to show you a different Michael Jordan. When he was in 89 and 90, his physical condition is not really good, because I watched the mini series from the ESPN. It is called I forget the title of the series. In these years, the condition, the physical condition of Jordan and his teammates are not really that strong. That's why because they have to face the Detroit Pistons, who always play with physical. And then his mental also not really good. He always get emotional when he plays. And then the winner of that semifinal was always, it's very easy to guess, is Detroit Pistons. And the score was 2-4. And in 90, he got better, and in the physical and mental influence, but still, it's not good enough. So, Detroit Pistons defeat them again in the score 3-4. But in 1991, because you know, in this year, he pledged himself with his teammates, "Oh, we have to be stronger next year." So even before the season start, before the preseason start, they try to go to the gym, like when we are doing with Carlos, yeah, every morning. Yeah, they go to the gym because they want to have preparation. So it's very important to have the preparation. And then, of course, their physical condition is stronger. And one of his teammates named Horace Grant, he said, when you see your leader or Michael Jordan working extremely hard in practice, you feel like, "Oh man, if I don't give it all, I shouldn't be here," he said. So he have to give his everything because he see the leader is the example, working very hard in the training. And also he has a much better mental influence. And then he said to his friends, when they are facing the Detroit Pistons, because they always play in rough, yeah, it's like they're playing in boxing but in basketball, you know, it's very rough. And then when they got one of the teammates has got physical harassment from the Detroit Pistons, he said like this: "Horace used to get beaten up, and he would come back and whining, and I'd say, and Michael Jordan said to Horace Grant, 'Don't whine, don't let them see you whine.' That's when they know they got you." So I'm not American culture, but I really understand what it's trying to say. So it means that even though they do bully to you, don't think about it. Just play the game. So he has a strong mentality. And you know what? They win 4-0. So mental leadership is about influence. It's very important that you have this kind of influence. So Exodus chapter 18, verse 13 to 21. Can someone help me to read this one? and I like to have some water. But I would like to let you know, this church really supporting me so much. When, especially in our wedding, like 3 weeks ago, when I have my wedding with my late wife, I have to spend about, maybe in US dollar, about $20,000. Because we invited 300 people, but guess who really come? 700 people came. So there's an extra charge that you have to pay there. So be careful if you invite for wedding for the Indonesians, yeah. Be careful. And you know, this church, when they helped me, especially my sister-in-law here, her name is Grace. You know, I almost spent nothing in our wedding. For me, it's a miracle. For me, it's a miracle. And, okay, before we continue the level 4, I have a quiz. I have a quiz. Only 3 quizzes. All I need is your honesty. If anyone here think that you are a leader, but you are still level number 1, please raise your hand. Because I have a gift for you. Anyone? Okay. Oh, okay. So this is Bang Timbul. He's one of the church leaders in. Please give the book to him. And the second one, is anyone here think that you are level number 2? Anyone? Okay. Sir, please. So I give you the John Maxwell books. One of the John Maxwell books. I love him. Oh, sorry. First come. Oh, I think this is the lady. Oh, here? The lady, yeah. Okay, so, no, don't worry, there's another one. Who thinks that you are level number 3? Okay, level number 3. I'm sorry. I will give you the book maybe next time. So, okay, now we are talking about level number 4. Remember, number 3, if you are a leader, that it means that your follower willing to die for you. Okay. Level number 4 is a leader who makes leaders. And of course, if you want to let someone to lead, you have to trust, right? You have to have the ability to trust people. So the characteristic number 1 is having the courage to trust people to lead. And second one, able to identify and develop leaders as many as possible. Please remember this word, as many as possible. Because later we are going to talk about the Great Commission, yeah? And capable to help people grow. So this kind of people, they do not afraid. For example, a subordinate, a follower become a leader, become his leader someday, he's not gonna be afraid of that. He's not going to afraid that his follower might someday become his leader. This is the mentality of number 4. And creating new quality leaders as the top priority. This is level number 4. So your priority is not only leading people, but make people know how to lead. That's the most important. That's level 4. And then excellent in giving rewards and improvement, not punishment. You see, many leaders, they like more in punishing. But in this level, no. They're always giving rewards. And when people make mistake, they don't give punishment, but improvement. Oh, sorry, I forget to translate this one in Indonesia, from Indonesia. So they are rich in ideas, collective ideas from the followers. Because you see, they lead the leaders. Okay, So the next question. Do you agree if I say to you that disciples are leaders? Okay. Okay, these questions are the ones I'm giving the questions to in order to convince you that disciples are leaders. Number one, can we all agree that all Jesus' disciples are leaders? Did the disciples successfully influence people to follow Christ? Yes. Are there any Christians today since the first century until now? Of course, yeah. Because it's the work of our pioneers, the Jesus' disciples. So, we can now say confidently that disciples are leaders. So, I want you to open the Bible again, Matthew chapter 24, verse 18. I see that there is a little bit connection from the Exodus 18 and the Matthew 20. Because both of them are saying that we have to observe the God's commandments, yeah? What the God has commanded you. But you see, in here, Jesus told His disciples, hey, make more disciples. So it means, you are not only make more disciples, but you make disciples. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say, what Jesus wants, that every disciple, every Christian, should be at least possess a level for leadership. Because you see, as like in marketing, yeah, when you become a disciple, it means you have the obligation to make more disciples, and then your disciple should make more disciples. So what I'm trying to say is like a multi-level marketing, yeah. it's like that. Actually, so this is what Jesus is trying to say to tell the disciples, hey. You are not going only to be the leaders, but you have to create leaders. That's His message. Okay. Now, the next question. I have to go a bit faster. I know you guys hungry, but you can see. I have a big tummy. So if you're hungrier than me, then it's a bit funny. Because I have a big tummy. I can hold it maybe 10 more minutes. it's managed the same as leaders. Okay. So I make a list here. The differences from manager and leader. Because many people are thinking leaders and managers are the same. No, they are different. If you can see, any manager, they are managing. But leader, they influence, they motivate. In manager, they are more in system. But leader, they are more in strategy. As manager, you are a corrector. They like to correct everyone. But as a leader, you are an inspirator. Manager like to place people, but leader likes to develop people. And they like to, as manager you like to command, but leader they like to convince. And manager they like to telling people what to do, but as a leader you work together with them. And manager says go, but leader say let's go, let's do it together. And then the relationship between the manager and their follower is a subordinate, but a leader is between partners. They, even though they are leader, but they regard themselves as equal with the followers. And then manager focuses on punishment, leader focuses on whole solution. And manager, they like to criticize and identifying the flaws, but leaders, they embrace the people when they make mistakes and they like to improve them. And you know what? The funny thing, this kind of management, it can be computerized. So sometimes you just need a software to do this. You just need a computer. But to become a leader, man, is only God's creation called human being can do this. Nothing else. Okay. And everyone knows this Steve Jobs, right? He's more like me, maybe. Because he's not an engineer. He's not a designer. He's not an IT. He's a uni dropout. Yeah, I was a dropout before. And then, was Steve a successful leader? Yes, of course. And I like what he said. He said, management is about persuading people to do the things they do not want to do, while leadership is about inspiring people to do things that they never thought that they could. Oh, I love him. I like this guy. And managers work with processes, but leaders, they work with people. When you want to be a leader, if in fact that Jesus wants you to be a leader, leader who create leaders. So when you talk about leadership, it's about people business. You have a business with people. You have to work with people. You're not only work with the robots, no. People who have feelings, who have flaws, who have weaknesses, and who have strength that you can improve them. And now we go to the level 5 leader, the top leader. You know, when I remember when there's someone who do a presentation about level 5 leader, I thought the level 5 leader is the one who is like the boss, you know, is the king. But when I see the perspective from John C. Maxwell, yeah, the first one, he's a fully respected. As a level 5 leader, they are fully respected by the followers. And this is what I like. They do not become a boss, but they become a servant. They serve the followers and always thinking about their well-being, needs and wants. And you know, I can see a lot of leaders like this in Eden Valley. One of them is Phyllis and Pastor Frank. Because when you serve and follow people like Mr. Carlos, yeah, he can always see it every morning that our face do not want to do it, but he's very patient. He serve us. Hey, come on, you can do it. Okay. And I never seen him angry. No, because I can see in his heart that he's a level 5 leader, that he wants to serve people. And then they always like to give compliment and credits to the followers for any successes. Oh, this is a good one. And they always bear the burden and responsible of every failure. So this kind of leader, if the followers make a mistake, they will take the blame. If the followers make mistake. But if the followers or the team, they are doing well, are performing well, they say, oh no, it's not because of me. It's because of this kind of the leader. And the last one, this leader ready to sacrifice himself for the sake of his followers. Can you guess who this kind of character in the Bible? Yeah, it's Jesus, yeah. And I like this one. In his shoulders always has a towel, not a title. They never say, oh, I'm the boss here, I'm the owner here, I'm the manager, no. In their shoulder, they always have a towel that always ready to serve other people. So when you are the top, you are not become the boss, but you are become the servant. That's what he was trying to say. Okay, go back to Bulls again. Go back to Bulls. Okay, 89, Jordan and his team, they failed to win. And 90, they failed, but 91, their dynasty begins. It's what the ESPN called the dynasty begin. So what are the differences of Jordan 89 and 90 and 91? Okay. When in 89 and 90, Jordan and his team, they have a coach named Doug Collins. But can I have some more water, please? Some water? I'm thirsty. Thank you. So, Doug Collins was here, their coach. You know, I caught this one from the movie, from the ESPN's miniseries, and he says, everyone has to let Michael Jordan to score by himself. And then when Phil Collins came into the team, he said, no, Jordan must let everyone else to score. So it's a big difference. You know what the result? The results are, during Doug Collins' time, MJ got the highest personal scoring record in 87. But in Phil Jackson, Chicago Bulls successfully won 3 times in a row. Championship. 3 times. Man, that's a lot. 3 times in a row. While Michael Jordan or MJ, he has a lower personal scoring record. And as you can see in here, this is like the stats. I'm surprised when I see the stats. When I go to Googling and see, is John C. Maxwell telling the truth? When I see the stats, oh yeah, you see the Michael Jordan score. Remember, Phil Jackson came in 90. His score is getting lower, and even much lower in 91. But his team, you see, like Scottie Pippen, he has higher scoring record. All of the team get higher scoring record. That's when they won the championship. So if you are a leader, if you are really good in skills, if you have good in everything, please let your followers share your success, not only for yourself, but let others to be successful as well, and then you can win the championship. So this is a tripod, man. I always like to see these kind of pictures because I fancy them a lot. And then, like John C. Maxwell said earlier, everything rises and falls on leadership. Okay, Matthew 20, verse 25. So is Jesus level 5 leader? Okay, if I say to the Christians, it's very easy to say, oh yeah, he's a level 5 leader. But what are the world says? I quote some of the next slides from Philippians as well. Okay. So we know that leadership is influence, right? How about Jesus? Now we talk about Jesus. Remember, there are 3 great philosophers. Their names are Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, and they are from the Greece. You know Socrates, do I say it correctly? Socrates, he taught about 40 years when he was still alive. And Plato was about 50 years. And Aristotle about 40 years. And altogether, combined, they have 130 years. You know how much time that Jesus need to preach the gospel and to create leaders? Only 3.5 years. And that's it. But as the fact, you know, the followers of these three great philosophers, you know, Jesus has more followers than them. More followers than them. Can we say amen to that? Amen. Only 3.5 years. Okay, and there is another fact. The Guinness Book of World Records. If anyone here is not Christian, I want to show you, to prove to you, that Jesus has a big influence in the world. Okay, you know the Lord of the Ring books? They were sold about 150 million. And the second one, the second highest book that ever being sold in the world, that has ever recorded by the Guinness Book of World Records, the second one is our brothers and sisters in Indonesia. In Indonesia, because mostly Muslims, their books were sold about 500-800 million that ever recorded by the Guinness Records. You know how many? The next one is Bible, of course. This is the top. The best selling book ever. You know how many Bibles that's already been sold in the world? It's about 5 billion of them. Praise the Lord. Here you see that Jesus' influence is much greater, is far greater than the rest of the people, the leaders, the world leaders. So Joseph Maxwell also said, people don't follow the organization, but they follow leaders. And Ellen G. White said, unity in diversity. We can be diverse in minds, in ideas. One subject is to bind heart to heart the conversion of the souls to the truth, which draws all to the cross. So my conclusion here, if you think that you are that leader, please be a leader, because the world needs leaders like you to spread the gospel, to spread the, like Elijah White said, the one of the most important thing is to winning the souls. Okay.